This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. I hope you're having a great day. USA over Iran, 1-0 the final, and they will face Netherlands Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is time now to talk some pro football with you. NFL, true or fart false with Zach Wolchuk. Here he is, Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. We, of course, love to play a little game called NFL True or Fart. It's essentially a little true or false, but we did have a slip-up on air, and it was the great Robert Flores of ESPN. And if you missed it, well, this is kind of what happened.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart? False. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Oh, the great professional that he is. And there, that moment, NFL true or fart was born. Play along with us at home, boys and girls. And I begin by asking you, Eric Chiafalo, true or fart, the Jets should just stick with Mike White the rest of the way, baby.
The rest of this season, yes, I believe they probably should. Now, I'm sure, I mean, I actually don't even want to go all the way towards, yes, Mike White should be their guy the rest of the way. But he is, up until he has a crappy game, he should probably deserve to continue to get the starts. And a lot of it has more to do with just, I think, how the locker room feels about Zach Wilson, and especially how those wide receivers feel, where you have a couple of those guys who get no touchdowns when Zach Wilson's the quarterback. And if Flacco's the quarterback, here's two in a game for Garrett Wilson. Or when Mike White's in the game, here's two in the game for Elijah Moore. So the wide receivers, everybody in that locker room, just anybody but Zach Wilson. I don't even have to commit. I'm not committing to Mike White the rest of the season, but I am committing to not playing Zach Wilson at all costs.
By the way, did you guys see the memes that were coming out from Zach Wilson on the sidelines, and he's got his hoodie up and he just looks just angry, and then they put the side by side of Anakin Skywalker going to the dark side, and it's virtually identical.
Yeah, he's got that affluenza thing going on. You know, he can't handle any sort of failure. Any sort of no.
It was funny when they put him up and he's salty on the sidelines, and then they put up the graphic about how he led his team to under 3 inches per play in the second half.
I mean, Steve Mariucci walked two steps and was like, that was their offense in the second half under Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Mike White's done this before, though. He's had a good game. And then the next game, it was horrible.
Yep.
So I think it's a fluid situation.
So are you going fart?
I'm going fart.
All right, we got a fart. We got a true. Brian Broaddus.
I think they need to go with him the rest of the way, but he's about to get exposed. They're going to play Buffalo here in a couple of weeks in Buffalo, and that's probably going to be the game where he looks really, really bad. They got the Vikings this week. You know, the Vikings, we've kind of seen.
Hell of a game. Could have been flexed for Sunday Night Football.
Vikings have one of those teams that, you know, not very good on defense. But, yeah, he'll get exposed against Buffalo in a game in Buffalo.
Okay, all right. Sure. Brian, let me stick with your... Lucius. Ooh, Lucius, I love it. We got the farts coming. All right, smelling stinky in here. We had two trues and a fart there. I'm going to stick with you, Brian. The NFC East, they currently have all four teams in the playoffs. They're going to finish the season with all four teams, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, making the postseason.
I'm going to say that's true, because I kind of don't see what's going to happen in the other. I mean, if you look at, like, the other divisions, you know, the Lions, how do you really trust them? Falcons, you know, I mean, you know, to me, it's, I could see division winners, but I don't see anybody else picking. The problem with the NFC East is they play each other. You know, you're going to get, you know, I think the Giants and the Eagles have a couple of games. I know the Commanders have got some games, you know, two games with, you know, I just kind of feel like that maybe they might kind of like eat each other going forward.
Cannibalize each other.
Yeah. But I just don't see any of the other divisions, you know, like unless like Seattle, you know, Atlanta come. Every time I want to like Atlanta, they don't, they lose. So, yeah, I mean, if these, you know, the Commanders keep winning, the Giants keep winning. I mean, I could see the Commanders getting past the Giants here and the Giants being the fourth best team in the division, but they've already won 7 games. All they have to do is find a way to win a few more, and they'll get in the playoffs.
Ooh, we got a true general. All 4 NFC's teams in the playoffs?
No, I think either the Giants or the Commanders will falter, and I think Seattle's going to go 4-2 down the stretch. They do have 2 really tough games, the Chiefs and somebody else, maybe the 49ers. Chiefs and 49ers versus Seattle. But, yeah, I mean, Washington and New York play twice. You know, so if one of those teams wins both of those, I think the other one is gone. And Seattle's just taking a little half step back here. I think Pete Carroll, they get their, you know, 6. What are they? They're 6-5, and Washington 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, no, I can't see it because of what Brian said. They play each other too much.
That's exactly right. And so it will not be an all NFC East playoff. The Seahawks will be the 3rd wild card team, and either the Giants or Washington will not be making it. That's for sure.
Man.
Like I said, I'm farting on that.
We got farts all the way around.
I'm going to go fart.
Baby powder.
Oh,
the baby powder, Zeke.
Training camp baby powder.
You got to use that. That's baby a must powder. Have. That's kind of the best when you just get the cloud. I'm going to go fart as well. I think Seattle ends up sneaking in there over the Commanders. I think you're going to have your typical Heine man who fades come December. I think the Cowboys are going to beat him up pretty good.
Well, but it is funny.
I think
to,
it's New York that's going to fade.
When you see, yeah, like
I'd,
New
I'd
York.
Be fine with that. One of those two. Something's going to happen. And Seattle will get in over that.
And Seattle beat the Giants, right?
Seattle did beat the Giants.
So they would have any sort of, I guess, tiebreaker between if
we
it came down
it.
To those
you know,
two.
I got to fact check that.
I'm pretty sure we had
they
Seattle
did,
winning at home.
27-13.
Cool. So, absolutely. And seeing Heinicke at the bottom of all of these advanced quarterback metrics is pretty funny. It's like Washington's winning and Heinicke's floating around at the bottom of these things. It's like, is this sustainable? Of course not.
Of course not.
See, this is the problem that the Giants have. They've got the Commanders twice, and they've got who else they've got twice? The Giants, yeah, they got the Commanders twice, and then they got the Eagles left. But they've got some games, and they've got the Eagles twice, too. So that could be a problem.
And we just saw the Giants are broken right now. They have, I mean, that's why by the time we got to before kickoff, I was like, yeah, the Cowboys probably will absolutely blow the doors off these guys because they're injured everywhere.
They have a lot of injuries. That offensive line really, really bruised up. All right.
In the secondary.
We've got Gavin Dawson. How about the Bungholes? They're 7-2 in their last 9 games. They're 7-4. Ravens 7-4. But the Bungholes, a.k.a. the Bengals, are going to end up repeating as AFC North champs.
You know,
champs.
There's a gentleman that doesn't listen to us anymore because you call them the Bungholes.
Who?
There's actually a guy that was a Tolo. He said, I've had enough of you guys.
Really?
The guy can kiss my bung.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, it's a joke.
He's a Cincinnati fan.
Well, it's not meant to be serious.
Well, he thinks you're talking about his team.
Well, I actually love Joe Burrow. I've been trying to cape for him as a top 5 quarterback since the offseason.
Oh, then maybe you should call him the Bengals.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be so damn sensitive.
Yeah, he's very
Ryan.
Sensitive. We have a lot of Eagles listeners, and I've been calling him the bird turds for years.
I mean, my God.
Cincinnati, am I right?
I like it. That's good stuff. I'm
not backing down. I'm a man of my convictions, Brian. And when they're in first place, I'll call them the Bengals. And they're very, very close.
They're very
close to getting back there.
No having
they're actually
fun.
Actually tied, right, I think. Didn't they beat the Ravens?
I'm going to say yes. The Ravens have they have a hard time winning. I just don't know if it adds up for them. And the Bengals' defense is great. Their offense is reassembled. Bengals, yes. Not only will they repeat as AFC North champions, but they'll win a playoff game.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, so we got a true. Eric?
Yeah, I'm going true here. I am a believer in the Bengals. Their offense is consistently at the tops of all of the numbers where you want to be with the Chiefs and you want to be where the Cowboys are and where the Dolphins are. You see the Bengals floating around in there, and they've done it recently without their guy, Jamar Chase, who is about to step back in here.
Mixon, too, been out as well.
Yeah, and Mixon.
Hey, Pirine.
That's a good one. That's
been
a good one.
Back for them.
So, yeah, I believe in what
they're doing. Got a lot of love for the Bungholes.
And, dude, to go into Tennessee and beat the Titans without Jamar Chase and without Joe Mixon, I would say pretty dang impressive.
Yep, that's a team that can travel, man.
Let's see if they can do it this week at home against Kansas City.
They do have the Chiefs number a little bit, don't they?
They beat him in a playoff game.
AFC Championship game. I think there was a regular season victory last year over the Chiefs as well. Yeah, so yeah, I Cincinnati. Think they're 2-0 in their last two versus the Chiefs.
Maybe Burrow owns Mahomes.
Hashtag got their number.
So that's gonna be fun.
I like the Bengals better than the Ravens. I think you talk about broken. I think the Ravens, they lose.
Their spirit's broken.
They lose double-digit leads.
Yeah.
They just can't find a way. Okay. I think they miss Wink Martindale.
I think this is true. By the way, we had a 972. It's a Vikings fan. I'm a Tolo, and I don't get upset when you call my Vikings the Vikings. Hashtag don't be soft.
Yeah, we got a lot of Giants fans that don't get upset when we call them the Giants either.
I like the bunghole Bengals.
The Bengals are kind of like the Chiefs' Aaron Rodgers. They've won 6 of 7. It goes way back.
Yeah.
Way back.
All right, so we're all going true. The Bengals win the AFC North. Now, some of this might be because we're leaky on Lamar Jackson. You were just talking about this, Brian. I want to go back to you. Lamar Jackson is actually playing his way out of his mega contract extension in Baltimore.
I don't think that's the case.
You're going a big smelly fart on that.
Well, that's because Broadus has smelled a football field before. Remember what Lamar Jackson was alleging in his tweet the other day? All his haters haven't even smelt a football field before.
Wow, this is long.
Broadus, is there any better smell than a fresh-cut football field?
Oh, no, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's
the hang time on that fart was
that
legendary.
Is a good one.
I thought you were going to ask
me if there was any worse.
Gut cleansing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Talking about a gut feeling, I got one out.
That was really
intuition's on fire.
I thought you were going to, it was like, I was trying to talk and also just kept going.
Yeah, that continued to surprise me.
I thought you were going to say, is there any worse smell than a locker room?
The worst smell in the world, I believe, is
a middle school locker room with axe body spray.
I think it's a football glove that's been worn since two-a-days, and now you're sitting around Thanksgiving, and that thing has
two-a-day locker room is bad.
A girl's middle school locker room is funky, I'm telling you. I promise you, bro.
Oh,
thank you. I promise you. They haven't learned yet.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going fart.
Yeah.
I think we're all, are we all
going fart?
I'll go true on that.
You're saying he's playing it out?
He's heading for the tag.
Well, he's not going to get... Is the question the guaranteed? He's not getting the guaranteed.
He's playing his way out of his contract extension.
He's negotiating his way
out of the contract. Well, he's still going to get the extension. So I will...
But Lamar might not settle for... And he wants what he wants.
Well, at some point, you say, okay, I will take the 140 guaranteed instead of the full 250 to 300 guaranteed when you're sitting there with no other options.
Well,
right?
You don't think Washington's an option for him?
I guess that's a good point.
You know?
It's a good point.
I'm going to walk over to Lando.
I was going to say, I don't know if Washington can afford him, but that's Vegas who probably wouldn't be able to afford him.
There's another edition of NFL True Fart in the books. I appreciate you guys playing along.
Oh, thank you, Wolchuk. I'm just basking in the glory of that USA victory.
Oh, me too.
Whew.
I was going to say basking in the glory of that long fart.
That was a good fart, too. It was very satisfying as well. All righty. When we come back, G-Bag Nation. Chia, follow where we heading?
Land, air, and sea, where the effing frontier stands for bleep yourself. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.